Chris, first thing I want to ask you is, you know, you had a long NFL career. You were a Pro Bowler. You won a Super Bowl. But now you're still a young guy. Like, when, what did you decide to do after your football career ended? You had all the success. What was your next move?
I did a great job of surrounding myself with people that are smarter than I am, first and foremost. But I took some time off. I really got into the space of relearning what I like to do other than football. I know I played a long time, and I engulfed and submerged myself deeply in the game of football. So divorcing football was a challenging thing, because so many of us play the game never thinking that it's going to come to an end. So I did a great job of just surrounding myself with positive people. My wife was very supportive of me. I got heavily involved in my church, so my faith increased. And then I reminded myself of how I excelled in the game of football. I can use those same skills, same determination, focus, hard work to become or do anything else I wanted to do in life. So I am I'm a very aggressive investor in things that, again, I'm comfortable with investing in. I went back into all those relationships that I built over the years of playing football, all those cards I was handing out at those charity events and functions that, you know, at the time I didn't see the value in them, but mm-hmm. I went back and restored those relationships, spent time and built relationships with those people, and now they open the door up for me and allow me to get involved in a lot of things within my home, my city that I live in, which is Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, and what about, like, you have a charitable fund, or you used to? What's that about?
Yeah, I have the IC Hope Fund, which is a foundation in which we give back to different scenarios and situations that I need. Anywhere that I see need, and anywhere that I can add some assistance to, I reach out to those different causes. I work with disabled families. I work with crises where, you know, a family may lose their house. You know, I help pay tuition. I do a little bit of everything in the I See Hope spectrum, because, you know, it's not just specifically one area that I support or that I provide assistance to.
I'm going to let you know I'm a Jets fan, so I want to know, January 2005, you beat us 20-17. That was a great game. And that was a great year for your team. Do you remember anything from that game? Is there something you could tell me that was a good highlight for you?
That was in, that we played out in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
I remember, was Thomas Jones or Curtis Martin the running back?
I think it is still Curtis Martin. Okay, he was still there.
I just remember it being a very physical game. They actually should have won, to be honest with you. We didn't play our best game, but we ended up pulling it out. It was fun. It was cold.
Yeah,
and it just was a very physical football game. And we even though we didn't win the Super Bowl that year, we matured and we grew into a Super Bowl caliber team, in which we won the next year. So
right.
That's what I remember the most.
Okay, no, that's good. What's it like to be at a conference like this, sort of imparting wisdom to people?
Well, it's a different experience for me, because, you know, I'm here supporting my wife, and I'm a big cheerleader, just like she's been my cheerleader my entire career. But being here with amongst the wives, and I think the wives drive most men, and being that when we retire, we get into this mode of, I want to do what I want to do, because I've been told what to do so long, and I just want to take off the pads and take off the crease and just relax. So now the wife has to be on top of her game, to where she can encourage him, support him, give him the space he needs, but at the same time keep him motivated and keep that engine on, and keep him encouraged to where he doesn't turn off the engine and go on that deep phase of depression, and then he loses who he is. So I think this was very important, and I appreciated them inviting me out to help pour into the wives, which are the driving force behind most of the men.
Yeah, is it really important, like, when you would go into, like, an off season as a player, and, you know, whether you won that year or you didn't win that year, to sort of have the normalcy at home, you really do have to have a strong family, right?
Right. Most important. importantly, because that's, at the end of the day, that's where you get to take off your equipment, take your helmet off, take all of the tape off your fingers and ankles, and just be who you are. And to have that no judge zone where, you know, you're used to being told where to be, what time to be there, you're too high, you're too low, you're not fast enough, you didn't do it good enough. And to have that ability to get away from all that and just to be enjoyed by your spouse and your family, is just, that's what we need.
Now, do you have an opinion on the current NFL kneeling policy?
The what policy?
The kneeling policy, where, you know, they were trying to change the rules on that, and then they sort of suspended it. Do you have an opinion on any of that?
I feel like it should be, I definitely respect the flag, and if we're not going to focus on why we're kneeling in the narrative, it's going to always change.
Right.
I just don't see what's the ending result. Like, what is the end game? What are we trying to get? We've brought attention to it. We've highlighted it. Now what's next? Because I don't think they planned or prepared to what's next. So many of us do things out of emotion, whether right or wrong, and we don't think about what's the next thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we prepare for success, but we don't prepare for what success looks like. And I think they did a great job of bringing awareness to it, but we just didn't have a next plan. And now that we've run awareness to it, and we still have no plan of what to do next, I think it just takes away from what we're trying to do, especially when the narrative is always going to get changed. You know, if we're not, as a country, going to look at why we're kneeling and attack that problem, and it's going to always be mixed and screwed and talked about as something negative or parents or players kneeling for whatever the reason and not the main reason, I think we are doing ourselves an injustice. In my opinion.
Sure, and what about, like, I just wrote this the other day, I don't know if you'll find this to be accurate, but it just seems like the NFL has sort of, like, tried to take away a lot of players' freedoms, just freedom of expression. Did you feel like, after a while, like, you couldn't do anything that wasn't going to break some sort of rule, or you weren't going to get some sort of fine just for expressing yourself?
I think that's frustrating. I think it's very frustrating because, You do take our individuality away. You know, you can go all the way down to the uniform and having the same pair of socks and the same cleat. I feel like they do have a sense of control over us, and they try to make it more focused on the team and not the individual player, which is somewhat okay, because I wasn't a flashy guy and I didn't want it to all the way be about me. But I do feel like it takes away from who we are when you try to put us all in one box.
Mm-hmm.
And being that we have no in-between person to state or state our case, is just, this is what we decide and it's over. So it's not like a dialogue between what we think and what they think. You know, the owners make the rules and they just call the shots, and that's just simple as it goes. And I think that sometimes frustrates us or may not make us feel good.
Sure, and
or feel valued.
Sure, I could see that. My final question for you is, like, at a conference like this, do you give out investment advice?
The best investment advice I gave out today was to invest in yourself. That's the best investment advice I got. You know, because there's no one who's going to take care of your resources and your money the way you will. And I say, if you do want to invest in something, make sure you build a relationship first. All ships sink except for a covenant. You know, I've heard that from my pastor many times, how they say all ships sink. Friendships, relationships, all of them sink that aren't built around God and his foundational principles. So I think any relationship that you get in, it has to be a reciprocal relationship where you're both pouring into each other and you both have something to give. If not, you know, I wouldn't trust it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.